parking or basketball goal or whatever you want to use it for.
Or lean-to. Or,
well, yeah.
You can't do lean-to. No. That's, trying to think creatively. Well, I think I'd like to hear what everybody else has to say, and then we can have board discussion. Probably.
Do we have any further public comment?
I think we probably do. Do you have any questions for us?
No.
Moving forward?
Okay.
All right.
Is there more public comment? I got a neighbor.
What's that?
Is there more public comment?
Yes. Okay. So is there anybody else who'd like to speak in favor of this project? Okay. Anybody else want to speak in favor of this project? Nope. Anybody like to speak in opposition of this project? All right. Come on up and state your name, please.
My name's Terry McFarland. I own the land. I'll show you. I've already had this line has already been jacked up right here. As you can see, they built the garage and all this stuff out on my side of the fence.
They not being me.
Not me. Not me. I'm not saying him. But the my whole deal on the thing is kind of a safety issue. What he did, and he's saying that, but this is all in his name, even this back here. His son lives over here, and what he did was he took that metal carport that he had there, and he stuck it out here on the end of this, and when you're going up the road, it completely, and then put a fence around it. When you're going up the road this way, it completely blocks this driveway, and when you're coming down the road, it completely blocks the whole road. And then he also put a building back here, which I believe to be too close to my line.
Okay. Well, just for the sake of time and everything, let's just try to focus on the project, if you don't mind.
The project, Terry. I've got a problem with it on a safety wise. If he, like you said, if he got his contractor. His contractor, whoever poured the concrete for him, I don't know who it was or whatever, they should have known that. If he's a contractor in Taney County, they should have known setbacks. You know, most contractors do, and most people have to abide by that. And there's a lot of deer, there's a lot of kids, there's a lot of dogs, there's a lot of everything, and I've had all of them come out from over there, you know. And, you know, the closer you got a building setting to the road, if you don't see it, you've got more time if it's set back in the proper manner. And I think that's the main thing. It's a safety thing, you know.
So do you feel like, I mean, because there's been a building there since 2005.
Well, I don't think it was quite exactly.
Well, even if it wasn't approximately.
It was back a little farther, yeah. I think.
I mean, so you've kind of, I mean, experienced as a neighbor. That
he has room. His name's actually on all that piece behind it, too. Or according to the, if you pull up the.
But it is parceled separately, so we're just dealing with this property here.
Okay.
So, and setbacks to this one, so.
Well, we're going to have some discussions at some time, I guess, later on the other thing where they moved it out by the road.
Yeah.
That was there.
Which is for another place, another time.
That's fine.
Yeah. So, you guys have any other questions?
Okay. Like I said, when his kids were younger, I've had them come out of that driveway, and you can't see them if a bit farther buildings out there, the less you can see. And I'm not going to live there all my life, and he's probably not going to live there all his life. But somebody in the future, I think most people. That's why you have to abide by setbacks,
So you were not in favor of the previous carport that was there either.
No, but it was there. I could see, you could see through it. It didn't have walls up. You could kind of see what was going on with it. But I'm really not in favor of where they put it.
No.
Okay. And it made it 10 times worse out there.
Okay.
And then you need to give him a deal of the setbacks because, like I said, if you pull that back up, this is on this parcel. put a building right here just off of my fence right back here.
Okay. Well, and Terry, you got about 1 minute left, so I'm just letting you know. But okay. We're going to try to just focus on this one project. And okay. I mean, any other attention brought
to you? I think it's a safety thing mainly, you know.
Yeah.
I think because all that stuff's out there by the road, you can't see if something comes out from behind there, you know.
I understand that.
And he should have checked, you know. Yeah. And whoever did the concrete for him should have told him.
Yeah.
You know, they should have known.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. All right, we'll give the applicant an opportunity to speak again if you have any other comments you'd like to make.
I have a few. I did have several contractors come out to quote the concrete, and none of them mentioned anything about setback to me. And I know I should have known that. I should have looked at the regs. I should have got a building permit. But nobody mentioned anything about setback to me. The carport that you see in the photograph there, it was boxed in on three sides, so the visibility is going to be no different than my building that's going to be there now. And I never had children when I moved into that house, so I never had kids shooting out of my driveway because I don't have any. They're all grown and married. And so, you know, I'm sorry that Terry's upset with what's going on, but, you know, I've tried to be a good neighbor. I'm trying to do things properly. If I need to move the building further from the road, I'll do what I have to do.
Okay.
I'm too far committed into the project now to stop it.
Did you put up the carport that's in the picture?
Yeah, when I bought the house, it was in the backyard, just got lumber and all kinds of stuff in it, and I couldn't access it with a vehicle, so I moved it up there.
Did you obtain a permit when you moved it? Typically, do you do that? I guess it doesn't. Do you get a permit when you relocate on property? You do, don't you?
I mean, they probably should because of the new location, but...
Yeah. Setbacks.
Setbacks.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have a whole lot of buildings moved on parcels.
It's setbacks, but still a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are deer jetting across the road like there are everywhere. But, I mean, we're posted 20-mile-an-hour speed limit on that road.
Yeah.
So it's not like people are flying by there.
Okay. You guys have any further questions?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll close this for board discussion.
Well, the justification for putting the pad in that location is that it replaced an existing non-conforming project.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a good argument.
Yeah, I don't know if we have other precedent where we've used that as a reason, right?
No, we've had situations where there's been concrete pads there for 50 years.
Yeah.
And we've allowed that.
Yeah.
But in this situation, the justification was created by...
Non-conforming. Well, and that's the challenge we're faced with, is a lot of times we run into situations, I always have a hard time saying the word, but due to the...
Demonstrable
hardship. And this is not that situation. So it puts us in a trick box, because I can totally see where you've got an existing building that's been there long enough and nobody's said anything about it, and you're putting something that's the same distance from the road. That's usually an easy one for us to agree to, except for the fact that it wasn't done correctly to begin with. And then the lay of the land doesn't create...
Contour lines show that to be flat.
Pretty flat.
Yeah.
And very often it'll just steeper than cow's face once...
Just reading our own guidelines, by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography, or other exceptional or situation, that it causes an undue hardship, and I don't know any of those apply. There's another option. We can just push it back. I don't know if we have a choice. We're following our own rules.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, we work hard to be consistent with trying to follow the rules the best we can, so I think we have to use the best judgment we can in the situation. So.
Although a divorce may be an undue hardship, I recognize that there was a divorce thrown in there. I get that. And I don't blame the applicant at all for assuming, I'm just replacing an existing structure. That I don't need to worry about that. I can understand how it happened.
Yeah. you're not the first and you're not the last, and it's unfortunate. We feel for you in that situation. We totally feel for you. We know the challenges that may lay ahead on that situation. But
so back to your question, there's actually, and I forgot I'd pulled these up before, this line's about 62 feet. So you take 62 minus 36, that is 26. So no, you can't place it. They need a variance on the back or the front of some sort. I mean, maybe not the 8 feet, but you can't fit that building within the setbacks at that location.
So what setback would they need in order to have it as far back as possible? They would need a setback of 4 feet? For the 4 foot variance, a setback of 21 feet? Is that, what's the math on
not
that?
Not on the back. On the back is what is it?
Five.
And we can do that depending on the overhang. Is there going to be an overhang?
But it has to set 1 foot from the back.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to do a variance, but we might be able to put, we may have to move it up just a little. So we've got like 5 feet in the back.
Yeah.
And closer well,
that's
to the 20
feet.
Yeah,
that's you guys can find a...
I mean, I'm like you. We need to stay consistent here.
Yeah.
Even though it's not maybe what we would do if we.
Well, and the bottom line is if he would have came and he would have
had to come get, told him.
He would have had to get a variance on the existing building that was there, and we would have been in the same situation then, and that would have prevented this because then he would have just poured a pad where it was at.
Yeah. But, in the right spot.
In the right spot. So. There's got to be a little bit.
But he couldn't pour that pad and meet the setback, so he would have had to seek a variance.
Yeah,
of some sort.
Of some sort.
So what?
That's wise.
So tell us what kind of setbacks we need to look at if we've got a 5 foot.
Yeah, exactly. What is that number?
Well, you have 26 feet of setback area left after the building. So how you proportion it? If you meet the front 100%, that means it sets 1 foot from the back line.
I don't want
to
do that.
You have 30 feet of setback you need, but you only have 26 feet of earth to put that setback in.
So if we do 20 foot in the front, we would have 4 feet in the back, right? It wouldn't be six.
Well, it would be six.
Could we just experiment here and run our measurement from the edge of the road?
Can you do that on your screen?
Edge of the road to the existing building there?
Road surface?
Yeah. Oh, 20.
Approximately 20 feet.
20 feet, yeah.
And these are pretty accurate. Now the lines, the parcel lines are not. Those float every which way.
And the setback from the property lines, what there?
The front property line?
Yeah, to the edge of that. Yeah.
Is the fence the property line?
It's the best I could determine. It's pretty close. So it's about 8 feet to that.
So
building.
Go 20 feet back from it. What's that going to leave us?
20.
Yeah.
And again, this line's not right, so it should be right in there.
24 by 36.
Yeah, just about
so that's 34. So.
So it's still,
it's still a little bit nice.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to shorten it up to like 18 feet, right?
Well, yeah, that's.
And then leave about 5 in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And the building was what, 36?
36 by 24, yeah.
But it's 36 that way.
Yeah, right.
So 18 feet, 36.
So okay. 62 minus 36, and that's just right on the corner. It looks like it gets a little wider. So if it's even 63 minus 36,
well, gives you 27 feet. If we take 18 and add 36 to it, that's 54. And we've got 62 feet. So that would leave us 6 feet in the back.
In the back.
And if you move it to the east, closer to the driveway, you gain space
line.
Because that back property line's at an angle.
I was just trying to use
I'm not
concrete.
Sure exactly. Yeah. It's already there.
Yeah. I was trying to use these concrete as a parking spot or something where it's not a waste. But you can still use it even if your building is not set next to it.
Basketball goal.
Yeah. I just feel we have to do something. We just cannot.
So if you're thinking as opposed to an 8 foot setback, we now have an 18 foot setback. Mm-hmm. So there's 10 feet. So some of that concrete's not going to be wasted, but there's probably another 10 feet he has to pour in the back in order to get his building on there.
Yeah.
And and then that way it's kind of a compromise.